Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello there, happy Monday morning. Welcome back to another episode of Today We Learned. I'm your host, Dan Casey, and this is the last time you're going to hear my voice this episode. Not because I was sucked into some sort of phantom zone or another dimension, but rather because I wasn't on this episode. I was in Austin for South by Southwest, where we had a great time. We set up shop at Banger's Sausage House and it's Beer Garden. That's the name of it. Banger's. It's a great spot. Anyway, I'm also a little under the weather, so it's probably for the best that I didn't make it there. I kind of sound like a shitty version of Tom Waits. At least that's what it sounds like to me. I'm sure it sounds way less cool on this recording. But I digress, because we have a great episode for you today. One that I was really bummed that I couldn't be there for, because I love the show on which today's guest stars. So I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to let you know a couple things real quick. Guys, thank you so much. If you've already liked and reviewed this on iTunes, if you have not done so already, please take a moment to do that. Send us any facts that you guys have on Twitter. You can tweet at us directly or tweet at TWL Podcast, or just use the hashtag TWL Podcast. Anyway, guys, let's get to it, shall we? Today's guest is the star of The Flash on the CW. You know her, and you'll get to know her a little bit better. And shout out to Razzle for putting this together. I believe there's a fun co-host this episode. I'm not going to let you know who. You'll find out momentarily. Anyway, guys, thanks again. And without further ado, today we learn number 126 with Violet Bean.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Today We Learned. As usual, my name is Razzle. This is a really fun show today because Dan's not here. So no, we got a returning guest host, returning guest of sorts, guest hosting today, filling in for Dan, the man, who's actually, when you listen to this, he will be out of state. He will be in Austin at a thing we're going to be talking about a little bit later. But ladies and gentlemen, guest hosting is Josh McCuga.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm great to be back here.
Thanks for
doing this
again.
I'm a big fan of yours. I love coming
in. I'm a big fan of you.
And at the greatest time is when you ask me to be on the podcast and I can make it, because this place is literally my backyard.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And this is like the ninth time, every time like Dan can't make it, I'm like, hey, 2 o'clock today? What are you doing at 20? I'm always late noticing because I always find out at the last minute.
20 minutes. I'm like, oh, I can be there.
Yeah. And we got a very awesome guest today because I'm a huge fan of the show.
Ooh, me too.
I'm a fan of this show. I'm not a fan of the show. I'm talking about a fan of my own show. No, big fan of The Flash, which I will get to that after this. But you've also seen her on The Leftovers, which was on HBO, I believe.
Oh, I love that show too.
I have not seen that show, but I love it. I'll pretend I'm a huge fan.
I know all about it.
My roommate's all about it. My roommate's like, oh, gotta get into that. And I'm like, have you watched?
Whole perspective.
He's like, you gotta watch Leftovers. And I'm like, have you watched Game of Thrones yet? And he's like, no. And
wait,
I'm like,
what?
Yeah, he doesn't watch.
I'm sorry.
Games.
Who is this person?
My roommate. He's like,
he's
I don't like
one guy. Do you know that guy? He tries to be different than everybody, but he just looks like an
a-hole.
It's
like, bro. He's like, I don't like dragons and magic. And it's like, there's no dragons and magic.
You don't like sex.
But then it's so believable.
Good-looking ladies.
You don't like pushing children out of windows, bro. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see her currently on the current season of The Flash.
Currently,
if you're,
concurrently.
Actually, well, this show comes out on Monday, so you can see her tomorrow, probably, on The Flash.
It's on March 22nd.
Is your next one?
Yeah.
Oh, they got a hiatus tomorrow?
Yeah.
Whole 3 weeks.
Well, Wade, all right. Now then.
You're screwing up.
I'm screwing up here. I don't know about CW hiatuses and sweeps weeks.
Get on it,
She'll
man.
Tell us all about this. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Wells from the current season of The Flash, Violet Bean.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, people! Hello.
Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm a big fan of the show.
I'm a big fan.
Glad you got rescued. Spoiler alert, if you haven't caught up.
If you're behind on The Flash, you don't know.
No, Josh here knows all about The Flash because you do an after show for The Flash, or is that just Arrow?
After show for Arrow
Wait,
and
what?
Flash now.
What is it?
On Collider? So I started on Arrow, and then one of the main hosts of Flash just left, so they put me on the Flash. But I watch the Flash with them every week, and I've guest hosted like this season. I think I've guest hosted like 4 times on it. But I'm a big big fan of the show. So
well,
we
next time
like,
they leave, have me on it because I like the show.
You like the show?
I love the Flash.
They keep us in this like weird family of people over there.
Yeah,
we just circle around shows. But yeah,
yeah.
So we do Arrow, Flash. I'm on The Walking Dead, and they also do Supergirl.
Cool. Yeah. Those are great shows. That's perfect. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you got rescued, and now they're opening you up to, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, spoiler alert. My parents weren't home last week, so I didn't watch last week's episode.
Oh, no.
So let's not talk about last week's episode.
Well, no, there wasn't one last week.
There wasn't one?
No.
They're still on hiatus.
So the last one
you saw.
Until March 22nd. I think it was like a month.
I mean, the last one was when Jay Garrick, quotation marks, gets sent into the hole, right?
No. So you haven't seen. You almost ruined it. Jay Garrick is there's a huge.
No, yeah, he's Zoom.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Wait, got it. Okay.
Is that a different one?
No.
That's
the same one. He gets sucked into the hole. Then he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna take my mask off." Right?
That's my voice. Yeah.
That's how he talks.
Yeah.
That's my Jay Garrick. That's why I'm not on the after shows. I'm like, yeah. No, maybe that was the second one. He got zipped in.
He got zipped in. And then the other hole. One of them. And then the next one.
No, well, because now you're back on Earth One.
Yes, Earth One.
Yeah.
Earth One is cool.
The shark one was after Jay Garrick.
Correct.
That's the one I seen.
Yeah.
Now, here was my pitch when we were doing, I was doing an after show for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and my pitch, I'm like made up this
sound,
super.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep. That's how boring that show is.
It's
what
so
were you
bad.
Saying?
No.
Just the mention of it puts me to sleep.
It's very boring. But my pitch, I invented a superhero, and nobody caught on for like 3 weeks. Yeah. Everybody was like searching comic book for it. And it was, I called him Shark Dress Man, right?
That's
like,
great.
Every girl crazy about a shark dress man, right?
So,
and then Shark Dress Man, like the shark guy comes on the Flash, and I'm like, they stole my idea. They stole my guy.
Oh my god! Yeah. You should have copyrighted it.
But my
Come
guy
on,
was
man.
he wore a shark skin suit. When he put it on, he became a shark, and like he could dodge, and he didn't have bones. Yeah. He just had cartilage, and the shark skin was bulletproof.
How would he have became?
Can I play him?
Yeah.
Can he be a girl?
Yeah, absolutely. We can make the shark.
Yeah, National
woman.
Women's Day, right? Is today or last week? Last Monday? Last
it's every
Tuesday?
Day.
It's every day.
Let's be
it's
honest.
Every day for me.
International. How would he have became a meta? Because on the Flash, you got to be doing something when the thing happens.
He's a tailor. Yeah. He was a tailor that also had a fish tank.
Got it.
And then the things came in, and like his suit was then absorbed by a shark, and he was turned into the shark dress.
So just a heads up, the fact that you're saying this on my show means it's my property.
Yeah, exactly. Do I sign a release?
Yeah.
Violet, we like to start off, as I mentioned to you like 3 minutes ago, we like to start off with the guests providing a fun fact about themselves or something you learned recently. It can be anything you want. It can be any, you know.
You asked me this, and I still haven't thought about it.
You still haven't thought about it? All right. Well, while you think about it, let's see, because I told Josh, too, to bring a couple things that...
Oh, I got to go.
Yeah, what did
go.
You learn? What did you learn?
So this past weekend, I was in Big Bear, California, and we legit saw a bear. And I've never seen a bear in the wild before.
If you're going to see a bear, see it in Big Bear.
In Big Bear, correct. So we were in, obviously, I mean, you're in the hot tub. It's in the evening time. You know, it's like, it's cold out, whatever. And we see this, like, black flash kind of go across. So, like, it was
it Zoom or was it,
yeah,
like,
no,
Wally
like,
West?
And so, and we,
Wally West.
And all of us were like, oh, there was a raccoon.
Come on. The Wally West.
The Wally West.
The Wally West.
Wow, you hit
that. Blow, man.
That was quick. I like that. So we froze in the hot tub, and the bear stopped, and he was like up this hill and sitting on this rock and just looking down on us, and didn't move for 10 minutes, just kind of like scratched himself, whatever. Yeah. Wasn't so much paying attention to us, but we were just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, the bear kind of crawled down, looked in a tree, and then jumped up a tree and seriously, like two claws, like whack, whack, and then disappeared.
Yeah.
A bear can climb a tree that fast. I didn't know a bear could climb a tree like that before.
Wait, no, because people tell you to hide in trees when there's a bear attack.
Not this bear.
They tell you to play dead. Right? Is that what they do?
This bear
I mean, I don't hang out with bears, but I'm pretty certain.
This bear jumped up this tree, man. It was unbelievable. Grabbed a branch, pulled.
Were you guys like, how many? Hold on. No,
and
I got to ask you something.
Also high and pretty drunk. But
no, of course. You were probably on shrooms, too, because that's what happens.
It wasn't a bear. It was a squirrel.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
A giant squirrel.
You sure?
Yeah.
Now, was it like a bear or was it like a bear? Like a guy, one of your big burly guy friends?
Yeah.
One of the West Hollywood
Was it one of those West Hollywood bears? How many quotes? Now, because I guarantee at least two people in that hot tub made Revenant jokes.
Yes. Oh, dude. Yes.
Well, then here's the best part. So we're all, now I'm freaking out. We're all just like waiting for this bear to come back down this thing. And we think that because the tree was next to the house, that he like climbed the tree and then like walked down the house and then like walked out, like got away from us, right? Yeah. So then we're all in this hot tub and we're all kind of freaking out. And there was a bear costume in the house where we rented.
Of course there was.
And so he snuck up behind us.
The plot of Scream?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone
snuck
has
up
a bear costume.
But he snuck up behind us and just freaked us out in the hot tub. Like, obviously he wasn't the bear up the hill, but then he freaked us out. And I may have like peed a lot in my pants.
Of course.
In the hot tub. In perfect. Love
that's
you.
What it's for, right?
Thanks.
Big Bear, for those of you that don't know, is a small city in San Bernardino County, California, located in the San Bernardino Mountains. There's like a Big Bear Lake there that is known. It's a big spot.
Have you been
spot.
There before?
No.
Oh, it's a big party spot, like for New Year's Eve and during the summertime.
Yeah,
nice
I'm
lakes
going.
And things like that.
You're I'll
going?
Be there.
That's great.
Yeah, I've got plans.
Heads up. I was there last New Year's Eve, and so I went to Michigan. I'm from Michigan. And I was there for Christmas, and it was like a warmer Christmas, and it was like 35. Not this year, but the last year. And I'm like, sweet, I'm going to go back to California for New Year's. And my buddies convinced me to drive up there to Big Bear for New Year's Eve now.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
originally from Michigan, exactly. But I lived in Florida, and I lived in Chicago before I moved here. So I've been out of Michigan for like 10 years now, 15 years now. 10 to 11 years, not 15.
Okay, all right,
we're not
all right.
The
technicality.
I'm not a mathematician here, but what I'm getting at is there was a big snowstorm, and in order to drive the mountain, you had to have snow chains on your car. Now, I lived in Michigan for 23 years, and I've never needed to buy snow chains because people know how to drive in Michigan.
Oh,
in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
But here, so I had to put snow chains on my thing, but also, that's not even the thing. It got -5 degrees up in Big Bear. In California, it got -5 degrees.
What?
Yeah.
I've never been there when it has snowed.
It's so
I've
cold.
I've been there like 6 or 7 times in the wintertime, and it's never snowed. It's just always been just like mild.
Why is it? Yeah,
it's weird. It's like crazy flash weather patterns go through there. And it is, I will be honest, it's creepy up there.
Yeah.
The townies are creepy.
Creepy, dude.
It's a really small town. I don't know. Like, it's all my friends from down here. We've gone every year for the last 10 years.
I don't drink, but they get boozed up and they have a fun time.
Yeah. We just hang in the hot tub. And some people go skiing. Some people don't.
You get like mushrooms, a cabin.
Some don't. Yeah.
And like, okay,
super
cabin-y.
Fun. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And
you
we just
get murdered and we started with 10. We came back with 4. Hey.
Right.
Win some, lose some. And then I do Big Bear Josh Birdie every year. Which is Jeopardy, but with my name in front of it.
Yeah,
which,
I'm so glad that your friend scared you with that bear suit, right? Because we were watching The Conjuring the other day, rewatching it. Yeah. And I went to the bathroom, and they were all sort of talking. You won't see it? Why?
I hate horror movies so much. I'm so scared. God.
Have you seen The Witch?
No, I haven't seen that yet. And also, I thought it was The Forest.
Okay.
And then I thought it was The Witch. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But we were watching The Conjuring, and when I got out of the bathroom, I slammed the door 3 times, and everyone freaked out. It was great.
Man. I love scaring so many people, but I get scared. My brain plays so many tricks on me.
Really?
I'm the worst.
Did you think The Witch was scary?
It was creepy most of the time, and then the ending was kind of like, eh.
Because I heard that people weren't scared of it. It was pretty and it was beautifully shot, but it wasn't scary.
Yeah,
I have to. They make me go to screenings for horror films, and then I have to review them. And they make me do those ones because they know that I'm such a wimp about it. They're like, if I see a friend that I know in the theater, I grab onto them, guy. I don't care. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm
like,
just so you know, I will scream out loud.
Yeah,
yeah. I was in love with this girl for a long time. Finally, she went on a date with me. Right.
Yeah.
We went to The Strangers with Liv Tyler and you remember that movie? And not even like the scariest part in the movie, I screamed really loud, and then we never went on another date after that.
Nah, so, she's like,
this guy is not going to
He won't take care of me.
No, thanks.
No.
Violet, so I lived in Florida for a little bit. I lived in the Orlando area. Yes, you were born in St. Petersburg, and you were there. I've read and been told.
So you've been stalking me?
Tampa,
you
know, St. Pete.
Tampa, St. Petersburg area. Mm-hmm. You lived there till you were like 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Well, I lived like a block away from the beach, which is so cool. I mean, you guys know that here.
Yeah.
Do you not live here now?
No, I live in Austin, Texas. And actually, I mean, I don't have a really bad memory from when I was a kid, so I don't remember a whole lot about Florida. Most of my memories are from Austin, which I'm happy with because Austin's so cool.
Austin's
cool. Yeah. Florida's you said you're going.
No, I'm not going.
Oh.
No. My other post, Dan, he's going to be there.
For South By.
Yep.
That's so cool.
He's going to be there.
Yeah. I'm excited. I've got two.
I've been. I've never. I'm not going now. Yeah. Oh wow! Congratulations. Uh-huh.
St. Petersburg. Yeah. Here for those some fun facts about this. It was it's the fifth most populous city in the state of Florida. It was founded in 1888
by a guy not named Pete.
By John C. Williams. He bought the land. Then his friend Peter Demens, Peter Demens was like a railroad pioneer, and he brought the railroad into St. Pete's. Huh. Peter Demens supposedly was from Russia, and he won a coin toss and got to name the city.
No
so St. Petersburg, Florida, is actually named after St. Petersburg, Russia.
Russia.
Yeah.
From a coin toss.
Yeah, from a coin toss.
I'm so happy.
That's something.
That.
Yeah. You're coin toss Russian.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, what?
I don't know what that means, but hey, you know.
That's actually my middle name.
Coin toss Russia? Russian. Does that fit on your driver's license?
Like, yeah, it's like with dashes.
Okay.
Coin toss bean.
Okay. Yeah.
Coin toss bean.
Makes sense. I could see you shorten it to Violet for short.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, it's a little much for everyone to say. So.
It was going to start with, it was just going to be heads. Maybe it was going to call you heads. And your brother was going to be tails, like Sonic and
That's
tails.
That's kind of cute. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have a brother?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes. Nailed it.
I do. what else can I just assumed you knew that. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's got all the information.
He
just
actually has this really cool place. Do you guys ride bikes? Like, as
bicycles?
In motorcycles?
Oh, no.
Like, as in the cool bike?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he opened a DIY motorcycle shop.
Okay.
On Mission. And it's so cool. It's like you pay a membership fee, and then you just get to go and work on your bike, and you go on rides, and they have parties, like, every single day.
Oh, that's great.
And it's, yeah, it's
And this
so
is in
cool.
Austin?
No, it's here.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Mission? Where's Mission?
No, wait, what?
I'm going to pretend I know
it's
where that is.
By the L.A. River.
Oh,
in quotations, because that's not
a lot of places.
Yeah. Oh, LA River is decent.
I'm here, I don't know.
No. Let's give a shout out to it. Do you know the name of it?
Yeah, Lucky Wheels Garage.
Lucky
Ooh,
Wheels
shout
Garage.
Out.
That's
fun. Garage. Ooh, yeah. That's what they do.
I like
the okay, DIY garage. It is, looks like it's downtown. It's by the okay, yeah, so it's on the other side of the LA River downtown.
Okay, cool.
Near the 101. So it's where the 101 starts to curve and head south.
Gotcha.
I knew that.
Off of See? The 5. It's right near that. the 5 connection,
yeah.
The 5 interchange. So Lucky Wheels Garage, shout out to that. Really cool.
Yeah.
Do you ride motorcycles?
I don't, actually, and I got on his bike the other day and burnt my shoe.
Oh.
Which is better than last year when I rode on his bike and burnt my leg.
Yeah.
So.
We're getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. I learned to put jeans on.
Jeans and now shoes.
That's what I learned today.
Yeah. Wear jeans
wear
when
jeans.
You're riding a motorcycle.
I've never been on a motorcycle. And
Ever?
I don't foresee myself getting on one. I owned a scooter when I lived in Italy, but I didn't.
I'm cultured.
Yeah.
I had a scooter.
I get to Italy, everybody has a scooter. I was like, might as well get one.
Might as well get one.
I would love that scooter. I would get a scooter here if it was somewhat practical. If you could take the scooter on the freeway, I would get a scooter.
That'd be the thing. Mm, like, if you could get a fast enough scooter to do that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, lane sharing, like, look, you can still get around town somewhat decent, but even lane sharing scares me.
It scares
me.
People open doors. Some kid throws a milkshake at
you. Oh, where
you
can go straight down the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, and I was like, that's legal
That's legal
here?
Yeah.
That
Bananas.
Seems really dangerous.
It is.
It's really, really dangerous.
Oh,
yeah, it's not like... It doesn't look really dangerous. It is, in fact, extremely dangerous. Yeah.
What's up?
So then you moved to Austin, right?
Yeah.
And you live there. You live there now.
Did I?
So and you believe in ghosts? No.
Wait, do you
tell
believe
me
in ghosts?
Tell me what I feel.
What's Austin like? Because I've never been to Austin, but I do have some facts about Austin. So I want to hear your thoughts first about Austin.
I want to hear your facts, but okay. Austin is super laid back. It's kind of like LA, but there's less people, less traffic, and I don't know. It's just cooler. There's a lake right through the middle, an actual river.
What's it called?
People.
Lake Travis?
Yeah.
Yes.
It has a bunch of names. It also has Lady Bird Lake.
Oh.
And
what's up with the bats in Austin?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? So
yes.
You're in Austin and then there's lots of bats?
Yes. Okay, so it's supposed to be every night, and I actually haven't seen this, even though I've lived there for like 10 years. Oops.
Yeah.
But it's like every night, they fly out from the Congress Bridge and they just like swarm the sky. And it's really cool, and like it's a tourist thing for people to do.
I've watched videos on YouTube. I've never experienced
it. You just watch the bats?
It's like, well, it's okay.
It's
fine.
It's literally like, you know,
but
there's thousands
but there's
and thousands
so,
of bats.
It like covers the sky basically.
Get out.
Yeah, there's a lot of bats.
So all day long they live in this under this bridge. It's like cold and cool, and then at a certain time of like dusk they all
come from under this bridge, or do they come from other areas of the city?
Yeah, they're all
and you can watch it, and they won't like hit you. Then they just go out searching for the bugs that are coming off the lake.
How big is this bridge? And what's the name of this bridge?
Congress Bridge.
Congress Bridge.
Look up Congress Bridge bats.
I was only there for like 4 days last time I was there, and every time like sunset be rolling around and we'd be so far from the bridge, or I'd be like drunk or hanging out or like at a music show or something that I never got to see the bats.
But right there is Austin.
Yeah.
I'd be drunk somewhere or at a music show or
is that how I
is
sound?
That how Austin people sound, or is that how he
sounds?
The Ann W. Richards Congress Avenue Bridge, formerly known simply as the Congress Avenue Bridge. Let's add some more names to it. crosses over Lady Bird Lake in Austin. Before construction on the Longhorn Dam was completed in 1960, the bridge crossed the Colorado River from Lady Bird Lake was impounded. Wow.
Impounded.
Yeah, like.
And then all these.
The bridge is a concrete arch with three southbound and three northbound vehicle lanes and sidewalks on both sides of the bridge. The bridge is currently home to the world's largest urban bat colony.
Woo, bats.
Wow.
Yeah. So that tells
that's
you that's
cool.
a lot of bats. That's a lot
yeah,
of
yeah, the world's largest. I mean, I don't have a list of the urban bat populations.
You don't?
But,
can the title of this episode of this show be Woo, Bats?
Woo, Bats.
The first bridge across the Colorado River in this location was constructed in 1869. Or 1871. That's what it says on Wikipedia.
That's like
anymore.
Austin, too. Like, I think it was 1869, but I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is interesting. So it's the world's largest urban bat colony, which is composed of Mexican free-tailed bats. The bats
That's
reside
why our
beneath.
Tacos are so good.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. The bats reside beneath the road deck in the gaps between the concrete component structures. The Mexican free-tailed bat is a medium-sized bat that is native to the Americas and is widely regarded as one of the most abundant mammals in North America.
Mm. Now we're talking. Now there's got to be like Mexican three-tailed bat like tacos in Austin, right? There's
right.
got to be stuff like that, or that it like makes it look like that, yeah. or like a candy. Maybe it's not the actual
Has to.
Bat.
You know, you would think,
right?
Bat tacos.
The Mexican three-tailed bat is the official state bat of Wait. Both Oklahoma and Texas. So I guess there's I didn't read fast enough, but I thought it was going to be like state animal, but it's like state bat. Like,
state bat.
Of course.
How many
like... state bats are there?
Yeah, I believe my home state of Pennsylvania, the state bat is the fruit bat. And that's the only other bat I know.
The
wombat? This
that
makes
a
sense.
Wombat?
This completely makes sense.
Okay, hold on. You just missed that. A wombat is not a bat. You know that,
Wait,
right?
It's not.
No.
What's a wombat?
A wombat is a marsupial like looking.
It looks like a sloth.
It's like a sloth looking thing.
Like the wombat bat.
Yeah, it looks like a girl.
Wombats
like
are short legged, muscular, quadrupedal marsupials that are native to Australia.
Okay, well.
but here's something. The Mexican free tailed bat, back to the bats here, is it's the icon and logo of Bacardi Rum.
Yes.
Which is
okay.
And Freetail Brewing Company in San Antonio, Texas.
Bacardi's from San Antonio?
No, Bacardi's
no but
in
the
Puerto
free
Rico.
Brewing company is in San yeah.
But the free brewing company
cool.
is yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
And then if you go on the tour of the Bacardi Rum factory, there's tons of bats in there.
I need to get up on this tour.
Yeah, it's sweet. Do you like rum?
Yeah. Well, I'm down. Is it alcohol? Yeah.
It's rum.
Rum.
That's a cool place to see bats too. Is on that Bacardi Rum tour.
Yeah.
They fly everywhere.
They just got bats. Bats freak me out.
Oh, I love them.
Do they like fly and poop the way other birds do?
No.
that's
I don't know. You would know more about bats than
Did
I do,
they poop
apparently.
On you at this rum tasting?
At the rum thing? No, so when I was a kid, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and like right at the edge of where like Pittsburgh ends and like the farm starts, so kind of like rural suburban kind of area, and there was a barn at the top of my street, and there was just bats in there, tons and tons of bats. And at night, they would just fly around the neighborhood, and you would always see them, and it was great because like we had a lake by our house, and so they would eat all the mosquitoes and stuff like that and whatever. So my brother and I built this treehouse, and as we were building this treehouse, we were on top of the treehouse, and a bat flew like right into my brother's face. It was like one of the funniest things ever.
Right,
like flew right in. I guess because bats are supposed to have really good hearing and they're supposed to miss you.
Yeah,
I mean, my brother like hit or something. He had this tennis racket. He was swinging it around. We were 12 and 13, you know, and it died. Like the bat hit him so hard, it like hurt my brother a little bit, but the bat died. So we kept the bat.
Your
like I got a shoebox. He didn't. He like the bat killed himself on my brother. Let's be honest. So we kept this bat in this box, and then we took it to. We wanted to take it to the zoo. My mom and dad freaked out, so like they just threw the bat away. But you could like the bats up close. You know, I would guess they're like that. They're cool looking animals.
Their wingspan is really
it's crazy.
Far,
yeah. They're really cool looking animals. I'm more scared of like rodents than I am.
Ooh, cockroaches.
Uh-uh. Yeah, no bugs.
Oh, no, thank you.
No spiders. No bugs. No nothing.
Spiders are the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Austin is the 11th most populous city in the United States.
Whoa. And growing daily, thank you, California.
Why?
Because everyone from California is moving there. They think it's
is a hip people. I know a couple of people that move
there. It's cheaper, but not because
And they got
guys
an entertainment community.
Yeah. It is helping the film industry, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's been a bunch of shows that have shot there last year, which is cool.
Yeah. It is the second largest state capital in the United States after Phoenix, Arizona.
Well done.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so
live
good on
music
you.
Capital.
It is. Now, you have you got a couple upcoming films that are going to be at South by Southwest that are takes place in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about
those. They're both shot in Austin?
Yeah. Well, one slash was shot half here, half there.
Okay.
And it is a comedy about a kid who writes erotic fan fiction.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he gets picked on and meets a girl, and she's into it too. And it's like their little
are you
love.
The girl he
no,
meets?
No, no. I'm just a supporting role in that one. But
okay. And is that one slash?
Yeah.
With Michael Ian Black mm-hmm. and Missy Pyle.
Missy Pyle. Yeah.
It's premiering currently. It may have or may have not. Do you know the exact date it's premiering by any chance?
May 13th.
Or well, it's at the South by Southwest Film Festival.
I mean March. Though. I'm sorry, March 13th.
13th. Okay,
at
so
South
by. Couple days. So March 13th would have been yesterday then, because.
Wait.
Well, this will come out on the Monday.
Oh.
So this will come out on
wait,
the 14th,
today?
I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's great. And that is with Michael Ian Black, Missy Pyle. Then you have Tower,
mm-hmm.
which is also premiering in there.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting story. Tell
yeah,
us
yeah.
About
so
that.
Tower is about the University of Texas shooting in 1966.
Oh, whoa.
Which, fun fact, was actually the first school shooting ever in the history of the world. And so when it happened, all these people were like, oh, fireworks. Oh, what's happening? Like, they're not expecting to be shot at, right? And the movie, it tells the stories of survivors and the cop who...
Oh, so it's a documentary?
It's no. a documentary, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the yeah. police officer, Houston McCoy.
Mm-hmm. So who, like, ended the
yeah.
situation.
That's a person's name?
Yeah,
that's,
dude,
like, the greatest
right?
name?
That's like a detective. Like, yeah. That's a 1970s that's detective show
you
right
know
there.
No, he's never opened a door. He's just kicked every door down in his
next.
I'm Houston McCoy.
Previously, I'm Houston McCoy.
Yes.
I'm going to change my name. I didn't know I could do that. Why did I pick Razzle? I could have picked Houston McCoy.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm Houston McCoy.
McCoy.
Yeah.
Houston? No. Denver. Not to be confused with Denver McCoy. Yeah, so I got some things about here. This was interesting. Tower, the movie, focuses on the UT shooting in 1966. After the murderer was a gentleman by the name of, I wouldn't say he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Charles, kind of an asshole. Charles Joseph Whitman was the killer. After murdering his wife and mother in their homes. And I was reading the Wikipedia. So he murdered his mother, and then he covered her up with blankets, and then he wrote like a little note there. And then he went and murdered his wife, and then he wrote another note there. And in the note, like, they got parts of the note on Wikipedia that you can read.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, he's like, I love them, et cetera. Then he's like, if my life insurance policy is valid, cover my debts and do an autopsy on my – I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, do an autopsy on my body to find out about mental illnesses or whatever, because he thought
he
was going mental, and that's why he was doing the things. He couldn't explain why he was doing it, but he felt the need to do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So after killing his wife and his mother and leaving them in their homes, he went to the University of Texas at Austin. And over approximately 90 to 95-minute period, he killed 14 people. And
Jeez.
Wounded 32 others. He shot and
so
killed.
What are you doing? Is it like documentary live action kind of?
Yeah, so it's actually going to be a rotoscope, which is like a Scanner Darkly.
Yeah.
Film.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's half that and then half real life footage. And then, well, I guess a third, another half about real life interviews with the survivors.
Wow.
If you go on the internet, you can. There's like the website. It has a trailer of that.
Yeah.
And it's really neat and fascinating.
Really good animation.
That's really
too.
Great
so
animation.
What was your process? Like for you?
Well, I play Claire Wilson, who she was 8 months pregnant at the time, and both her baby and her boyfriend were shot and killed.
Survived.
She survived. And she's actually so positive about it. It's insane. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, what?
I don't know how you can find positive.
Yeah.
No,
so
I know.
Her unborn baby was killed inside
man.
Of her.
She ended up adopting a guy from Africa, I believe, after that. I haven't met her yet, but I'm meeting her right before the premiere.
Oh, my God.
Wow. See, that's
like, I hope I did your story justice.
That's what's interesting to me is like, for like acting is like people like yourself who take on these roles of these stories that have been, you know, like are either horrendous stories that have, you know,
right.
or whatever that it's like you want to do it justice
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So how did you like read about her? Or did you meet her before you did this?
No,
or no,
no, no, no. I haven't met her, but Keith, the director,
okay.
talked with her every Sunday. And he actually kept calling me in because he got new information. He was like, we have to do this. It's going to be good for the movie and all this. And I watched interviews that he had taped with her. So I kind of got the sense of who she is. But I hadn't met her.
Yeah.
So so I'm going to, and it's scary.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah, I would always find doing a movie like a biopic or something extremely intimidating. Like, I obviously have my dream biopic role would be Neil Diamond, but she perked up when I said Neil. Like, what?
Yeah.
But I would always find it super intimidating.
Can I give you a name for the movie?
Yeah,
Coming to America.
On a boat or on a plane.
Coming to America, the Neil Diamond story.
But I would always, doing a biopic of somebody or doing a real life person, that is a really hard, because I think, you know, like if you're watching the People vs. O.J. Simpson, the guy that plays Johnny Cochran is crushing it.
Yeah.
And I listened to an interview with him. He's like, listen, I didn't want to imitate Johnny Cochran, because that's a lot of time, basically kind of like what Travolta's doing with Robert Shapiro. I think he's actually doing a pretty decent job, but there's like that fine line between actually acting like the person and imitating the person.
Yeah, like looking in on them instead of being them.
Correct.
Absolutely.
If that's a fun game. If you had the perfect role, like if you could pick any biopic, any person to do a biopic on, who would you like to portray in like a film like that? Do you have any icons or idols that you would love to do?
Do I have to look like them?
No. There's prosthetics.
Do I look like
whatever.
Neil Diamond?
As an actress, you could play any role.
I think it'd be cool to portray Britney Spears shaving her head.
Okay.
Oh, the meltdown.
Yeah,
it's called Britney the Meltdown.
Yeah, because that's basically the most intriguing part of her life is the meltdown.
Yeah.
And who would you want to play? Kevin Federline. Who would play him?
Oh, like, I don't know.
Fred Durst would come in and play Kevin Federline, like the second douchiest dude we would know.
The sales of red hats would go through the roof.
Oh my god,
the costumes,
the flavor saver would come back.
That'd be so good.
Yeah, the Britney Spears meltdown. That, that, you know what? It's
just that part of her life. Yeah, right? Nothing before,
that's
nothing
a
after.
A 90-minute movie about her shaving her head.
It's really in slow mo.
That's
most
great.
Of it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah. Oh my
Coming
god.
To a barbershop near you.
Oh man, if it doesn't get picked up, that would be an unbelievable Lifetime video too. Lifetime movie. Yeah.
Lifetime, the true story. What are they? They've been doing like the real stories of Full House, the real story of Saved by the Bell, the real story of Britney shaving her head.
Oh man, that does sound fun. What about you, Raz?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Indiana Jones. Can I do a fake biopic on him? Mm. Like if he was real?
You if Indiana
like the
Jones
behind the
real.
Scenes of his life.
Yeah, like if Indiana Jones was a real famous explorer, I would do the biopic.
Oh, he's not?
No. Or I would say, if we're gonna do like I'll go your route.
Okay.
And I'll say, because there have been music documentaries that have come out about artists that weren't exactly, you know, it's not like Michael Jackson or whatever. They're more like unknowns, you know. You have the Rays, but then you also have like the that Llewyn Davis or whatever types of documentaries or biopics. Right. So I would say if I'm going to do a biopic, I would do Huey Lewis.
Oh yes.
Ooh.
I'm a huge fan of Huey Lewis, and I think he's a very underrated
maybe
showman and musician, and they're a great band.
Yeah, the News would be nothing without Huey. Come on,
no, the News. Who would listen to the News? Hey, did you hear the new News album?
No. Without Huey, they're nothing.
Agreed. So in Austin, how many South Bys have you been to? Did you go to a lot like growing up? Or
yeah, I mean, I've been to every single one for the past like 9 years.
Yeah.
Except it's getting harder and harder if you don't have a badge.
Yeah.
Which are like $2,000. Which who has $2,000 to just like
It's like all press. It's all like
it's all you can get into stuff, but you have to wait until everyone with a badge or a wristband gets in, and then
so
it's like
Sundance. That's so stupid.
Yeah. So no, but it is good, and my boyfriend's in a band, and he's got some showcases.
Okay.
So
that's fun.
Yeah, so it'll be I'll go to all the film and music that I can. Yeah.
What's the band name?
Eyelid Kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eyelid Kid.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And they're doing some showcases this year?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They're like an indie pop band.
It's
him and a live drummer and then two twins who dance.
Oh, get out of town.
Yeah,
that sounds really fun.
It's cool.
It's really neat.
Mm-hmm. So wait, does he just like make beats?
He makes beats and sings, and like all the recordings are him, but then live he has his friend as a drummer.
Okay.
And then these two girls who are creepy good. They're all like glitchy and like,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're cool.
That's very experimental.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
first South by Southwest was held in 1987 in Austin. It was founded by a gentleman by the name of Roland Swenson, with the help of Austin Chronicle co-founder and publisher Louis Black and Nick Barbaro. The name obviously comes from Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest. There are three parts to the festival. For those of you who don't know what the South by Southwest Festival is, there's a music, film, and interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the music.
Also a lot of comedy there.
Yeah. They're starting to really bring into the comedy scene lately, mm-hmm. too.
And skateboarding.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like a big skateboard themed thing really? In Austin. Yeah. Like X
really?
Games have it.
Okay.
Fun Fest has it. Like Ryan Sheckler comes in and everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
The Fun Fest is another fest that's really starting to pop
uh-huh.
up.
Yeah,
is that in Austin, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dude, Austin's getting
Austin
all the fests,
all fests.
Dude,
that just seems like
everyone plays an instrument. If you don't play an instrument, you can't live in Austin.
Do you play an instrument?
Yeah, well, what? A little bit, guitar.
Okay.
And harmonica.
Do you play an instrument?
I play, yeah. I used to be in a band. I used
really?
To be in a punk band back in, like, a long time ago.
Nice,
yeah.
Shit.
Where do you play?
Michigan. I played guitar.
Guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
I tried to.
You don't?
No, I play piano.
Oh,
but
that's good.
I can't like walk down the street in Austin with a big grand piano. Because keyboard, I don't know. I never, I get
it's
keyboards. It's just
yeah.
different. You know, like I'm going to sound super snobby, but I grew up playing the piano. I like the sound of a piano.
Pianos are, I could listen to the piano
yeah.
for an hour a day.
So like when I go home, I sit down and I play piano for a while. But like I don't have, I mean, I have a talk show in my apartment. I don't have room for a piano.
Mm. Yeah, you do. You build a piano into the desk.
Into the desk.
That's and
so
play
like
while
synthesizers,
you talk to people.
Like Ferris Bueller, and you can go, you can do things. And then
what's
hidden.
Under that desk? Oh, just a piano.
So it'll look like you're just doing this, yeah. but then it'll be like. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Like Keyboard Cat. Yeah, exactly.
Keyboard cat.
So there's just all these so what is Fun Fest like a music fest or is that
yeah.
just
yeah,
oh,
and like Austin City Limits, you know, the
oh,
ACL.
I know Austin
yeah.
City Limits.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay. It's a bunch of just like in the parks that we have in Austin yeah. and just set up like four stages
and big bands come.
Big yeah. bands, yeah, yeah. yeah.
That's
like
cool.
Strokes and Foo Fighters and all of them. I think Drake was there. Maybe
let's not put Drake and the Foo Fighters
okay.
in the same sentence.
Come on,
okay?
A little Drake sometimes here and there.
Like all those air horns.
Come on,
every Drake, every Drake
noise?
Song, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. Every Drake song has an air horn.
That's what he always does in every.
Does not. Does
come
not.
On,
he does.
Come on, people.
Drake's
no.
all air
Drake.
Have
is...
you even heard any Drake?
I have.
I've heard enough Drake
I've
to know that I don't like it. I mean, I love rap. Like,
we will
I think,
agree to disagree.
I feel like there's so much rap out there that I do like, and there's a ton of rap that everybody else likes that I don't. Does that
well,
make
there's
sense?
Like different rap. Like there's like old school rap, which I'm down with, and then there's also like you gotta. I mean, you gotta.
I embrace the new
music.
Stuff. Of course, I do. I just do not like. I feel like every time I turn on 92.3 out here, or like 93.5 plays yeah. all the old stuff, which is great, and they play all the new stuff, which is fine. But 92.3 or like 105.9, it only
yeah.
every time I turn it on, I feel like it same sounds the same
yeah.
to me. Like a lot of these guys are rapping the same now. Where I, you know, I felt like back in the day, a lot of the guys had flow and they were actually like
their
saying something.
Yeah.
yeah, they had their own
yeah.
sound and they were saying something. Now it's like they only say maybe 10 total words
yeah.
over a
oh,
beat.
Oh no, I hate that. No,
yeah,
no,
that
no, no, no. But Drake, if you actually listen to like his first and second albums, like he does talk about real stuff and he tells stories. I'm just saying. Check it
no,
out.
No, but like Jake, that documentary about J. Cole, because J. Cole is
oh, J.
lights
Cole,
out.
Yeah.
He's awesome, and Kendrick Lamar. Those guys
yeah,
actually
yeah.
have flow and rap. Some of these guys now, like the Lil Wayne train, which is just like everybody
lying
like
in soup.
Yeah, and that's a song.
Let me ask you this: on a scale of G1 to G6, how fly do you feel right now?
I'm Coach on a Southwest flight to Austin. That's how fly I feel.
I'll tell you what: that first Drake song,
I'm a wombat. That's how fly I feel.
That's just this fat wombat that she put wings on to put a,
like the caterpillar
yeah,
in the
yeah,
bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
That first Drake song where he was like, it was like a cue ball head. And that one, do you remember that one? I can't remember.
Cue ball head.
Yeah, it was like a cue ball or cue or baldy or whatever. I don't know. Is that first major Drake song?
The first major
Am
Drake
I,
song.
Let me ask this. While I look this up, what rap are you currently listening to?
Currently,
are
love...
there any like Austin-based rappers that I should know about?
There's a few, but not like super noteworthy. Sorry, Austin rappers.
Yeah.
I know a few, but not that I've been like, whoa, like,
okay.
damn. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right.
Otherwise, I would say.
Okay.
But Austin, I mean, there's a lot of music there. You
yeah,
know, the scene is great.
It's absurd.
Yeah, but it's also actually really hard for local artists to get into South By. Like, if you say you're from Los Angeles, you have an easier time getting in.
Really?
Than, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it sucks because there's so many good
right.
good bands there, and it's crazy.
I feel like it's sort of – have you been to Nashville before?
No.
Okay, so Nashville is – I feel it's very similar to Austin in the sense of – except it's like everybody's trying to be a country musician, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they have a hard time getting gigs that are actually like people go to see them because everybody's like out here being a comedian or actors, you know, like I have a theater show, da-da-da-da-da, right? But in Austin – or in Nashville, everybody's trying to be a country singer, but the way these people get gigs is they all have to just play cover songs and then – every now and then they have to like throw in an original, where I feel like Austin, there's so many more original musicians that are getting
definitely
stage time.
I mean, people will go out and see music any day of the week, so that opens it up for like so many more shows.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right.
It's the that song where he's like, last name ever.
First name greatest.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
You're like, I hate that song.
That's a good song. I mean, I like rap. I like rap that is good. Like that Hotline Bling was a good song until everybody
The thing about radio. Like the songs, well, most of them are on there because they are like good, but then they just get played so much. Yeah. So it's like, eh.
Right. Exactly.
Now, you're on The Flash.
Dun, dun, dun.
As Jesse Chambers, Jesse Quick. Mm-hmm. What's that like? Why is that so fun?
I hate it. I went no.
Yeah.
Everyone is like so talented and so cool that it makes it easy and fun. Like being up in Vancouver, where actually there's like not a whole lot to do. Like the nightlife
is.
It's a cool city, and like in the summertime, I hear like it's beautiful. But the nightlife isn't really a thing, and like you know what I mean. It's like it's not what I'm used to.
Yeah.
But the show is really awesome, and everyone that I work with, and being able to be a superhero. I mean, come on, guys. Like
yeah.
That's like every kid's dream, right?
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened yet.
You can't give us any. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you don't know the comics.
Yeah.
Then,
eventually.
Yeah, then
Wally West, Jesse Quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm looking up. What was the show that Tom Cavanaugh was on? Is that called Ed?
Ed,
yeah, yeah.
Do you ever ask him about Ed?
I've never seen it.
Oh, Ed's a great show.
It's a bowling alley show, right?
Yeah, bowling alley show.
Tom's great in a lot of things.
Yeah, I love him in Scrubs.
Scrubs.
I can get on, get on some Tom in Scrubs.
Yeah. His hair, when he came over from Earth 2, his hair has gotten like bigger on the sides. Like he seems more mad scientist on Earth 2
he's
than on Earth.
He's got that hair wax going on.
Right. What was the question I have, because I mean we both watched the show.
Yeah.
What's y'all's favorite part?
I guess with your character, what was that like that dungeon life? Like, was that more of a set than it was an actual, because I always want to feel like it was a dungeon-y kind of place.
Yeah, no, the set design was insane. That was just in a studio, but it looks totally like it's in a train station rundown. Like, they brought in half of a really big train and put it in there. Like, it was crazy. But at the same time, I mean, like, she was in there for 4 months, and it's the CW, so, you know, it was more like a week in their time.
Absolutely.
If it was 4 months, she would have been way uglier. Bathroom? Like, come on.
Every time they showed Jesse before you got rescued, you were crying every time they showed you.
Let me tell you this. Okay, I did, like, one crying one because they wanted that, and then the rest of them I was, like, just pissed and, like, all these other things, and they chose the crying one.
Yeah. No,
but
I'll
it's
be
funny
honest.
That you say that, because my boyfriend always says he's like, every time you act, you just cry. I'm like, no, I don't. It's just that they choose that one. Right.
Yes.
There was a, I feel like the cage you were in had like a big gap. Of course, you were chained. That's right. You were chained. I remember you were chained.
Because
I was before I seen the chain, I'm like, she could just climb through this cage.
Yeah. I can't reach my arms through here. Yeah.
Right.
It's so funny.
What was the casting process like? Did you have to go through a ton?
You know, I don't think that they expected this character to be what she is, because I'd send in a tape, and then like 2 weeks later of like talking back and forth, I booked it. I didn't even meet anyone yet.
Wow.
Like it's the fastest process that I've ever seen. So I don't think they really expected it to go where it is, which is good. That means I'm doing something right. But it was. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes with characters they'll change things because they like the character and they'll add them on or whatever.
Yeah,
added anything with you more, or is your story pretty much what they hired you and what they had planned out from the beginning?
I mean, I don't know what they had planned out, but it feels like they're going in more of a direction than originally planned.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's gonna feel pretty great.
It does. It does. And also, like, you guys watch Arrow?
Yeah, of course.
I used to. And then the third season made me in it. And I was like, bro,
third
start killing
was tough
people.
On a lot of
the
people,
third
but.
Season was Aww. I didn't like the third season.
I mean, I'm diehard, so
Yeah. Well, I mean, Emily, who plays Felicity, she was hired for one day.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? They love doing that. If it's working and everyone likes it, why not? Yeah. So hopefully next season.
Who on the cast have you become close with, or are you guys?
Keenan and I have hung out a few times. He's really cool. He's so laid back, and like we went rock climbing, me, him, and Candace, which was really fun. I've been really into bouldering.
Okay.
Do you guys know anything about
this? I know bouldering. Yeah.
Okay.
Climb boulders.
So it's rock climbing without a belay.
Yeah. Okay.
And Austin actually just got
a ton of them.
Malibu does?
Malibu's got a ton of like boulder spots where you can climb up boulders.
Cool. Gotta go. No. But Austin just got the biggest bouldering gym in the world.
It's a gym with boulders?
It's like a gym with big old rocks, and then you climb up little rocks.
Okay.
It's like rock climbing, but you're not strapped in, so it's all your upper body and all your, like,
Cool.
That's super
so fun.
Yeah.
It's a workout without feeling like it is. Okay. So.
There's a place called The Grotto in Malibu that's like a lot of, like, you know, big boulders that you have to climb through and climb up.
Cool.
And you can, like sit on top of them. Yeah. And, like, yeah. It's really cool.
So fun. Wow. I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
So you guys went bouldering.
We went bouldering here. Yeah. And when I walked in, I was wearing a shirt that said Austin on it. And the guy was like, oh, are you from there? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, how's the gym? Tell me about the gym. Like, he was so into it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
great.
Speaking of The Flash, I don't know. Do you know Tone?
Tone's on it. Yeah.
Tone's our comedian friend of ours is on the, got a guest star as a,
He's the new publisher.
He's the new publisher.
Yeah.
No, not the editor.
The new editor
of the newspaper where Iris works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hear he's great. I didn't do any scenes with him, but that's so funny that you guys know him.
He's a
comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Originally from Texas, he's a Texas guy.
Oh.
From Dallas, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So many people are from Texas on that show.
Mm.
It's crazy. Chantel, who played Patty Spivot, she's from San Antonio, I think.
Okay.
And then Candace is from Dallas.
I was a big fan of Patty Spivot. I was bummed when she left.
I know everyone was.
Yeah, I like Patty. You didn't like Patty?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, she was good, like, but it's kind of like she was like, super nosy. Like, hey, girl, come on.
Yeah, but
listen to your boss.
That's like
he
her
doesn't
job,
want you.
Though.
Yeah, but he's also like,
she's
your boss,
literally a detective cop. So like
your boss is like, hey,
she's supposed to be Snoopy.
Yeah, but not with your boss though, right? Like, if your boss is saying, hey, settle down. There's some magic forces going on. You'll get hurt.
I just didn't like.
Listen to your boss.
I just didn't like how both like Patty left Barry and his dad left too, so like the both the people that like he's been pursuing and whatever both had just like weird exits that I wasn't a fan of both.
Yeah, the dad was like, hey, thanks, son, you got me out of prison.
I gotta go find myself.
See you later. I'm going to get cigarettes.
Thanks for that, son.
Well, I gotta see the world. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah,
stick around, dude.
Yeah,
come on, be the daddy.
I mean, I'm sure when things happen like that, there's other reasons for it.
Yeah,
but they,
you know,
I mean,
something
they didn't kill him off, so they both could come back at some point. You know what I mean? It's like, plus with, I mean, even if they did die, it doesn't matter. It's superhero stuff.
Yeah.
You should just walk into.
Yeah. And though, I mean, how many like you got to have the villain of the week says it is. You need the overarching villain.
Big bad.
You can't have 19 different characters. You
but
can't
you have
to follow
dad
their problems. You can't have. You know, Iris problems. You can't have Patty problems. You can't have
Wally problems.
You can't have Wally problems because that's a whole nother. You can't. Yeah, you can't have.
I mean, you have to have your own problems.
Where are my problems at?
You can't have problems. You know what I mean?
Like, were just locked in a cage for four months, Jesse.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you need to limit some of the characters.
But Earth One Jesse needs to, you know, come out of her skin. She
I know.
Needs to
I'm
go find
if
your
that's
doppelganger.
Because like he didn't have any kids. The real Harrison Wells.
No.
Because his wife died.
Which is why they're locking you up in Star Labs, basically. Mm. He's like, you can't leave because we don't want you to see your doppelganger. You know.
Is that a thing?
No, I'm saying there isn't one because Harrison Wells didn't have a daughter.
He didn't.
On Earth One.
No, but that doesn't matter. Everybody
you could
has
be related somehow. Or other.
No, it's just like a person looks exactly like you. It doesn't have to actually
Are you
be.
Sure?
Because.
Because even.
Remember when Jay Garrick saw the other guy that they thought was Jay Garrick?
Yeah. But I'm sure his parents
I hate to tell you this, though. What was his name? His doppelganger's name
Hunter
was
Zalman.
Hunter Zalman. Was it like he's like the Reverse Flash or Zoom? He's one of those guys in the comics.
He's Zoom in the comics.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, it's not really a big reveal.
It's not like, so Jay Garrick could be a different, he could look completely different. And I'm looking at you when I say this because I'm seeing if you give me any indication of spoilers. But
I'm going to give you nothing.
Do you know what I mean? So the Jay Garrick could not actually be named Jay Garrick.
This is true.
I get that. But also, too, is like if you exist on Earth 2, you have to exist on Earth 1.
Correct.
Even if you don't have the same parent,
correct,
you can have a different parent.
But you'd have the same
like,
name.
It's the doppelganger. It doesn't have to be related, right? Like a buddy of mine in college looked exactly like me, and everybody called us doppelgangers.
But Earth 2,
we don't have the same parent.
Yeah, but the difference.
Well, okay,
but if we're getting DC universe here, though, Earth 1 and Earth 2.
You didn't even get that.
No, what did you say?
So the guy looked just like me. We called him a doppelganger. The same thing.
But like on DC, Earth 1 and Earth 2, they're the actual same person. Do you know what I mean? Like the Lex Luthor on Earth 2 or Earth 5 or Earth 6, is there's always one of those.
Right.
So there should be, like, unless Harrison Wells had a kid with, like, maybe he had
Mama?
But maybe before he died, maybe before, well, Barry would have been old enough.
Again,
so Harrison Wells
could have
been.
Could be Barry?
How old are you on the show? Like Barry's age?
17, 18. No, he's 25.
So 17, 18, and Barry was at least – 6 years old when the his mom was killed, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when his mom was killed was when, I mean, Harrison Wells could have had a kid before he was killed by the other dude, right?
He could have. They just didn't mention it.
I mean, you still could have been, you know, because then his, then you would have got sent to foster because then the other dude took care, took over his body. Again. Right?
Yeah, so there's a little orphan Jesse somewhere.
Correct.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know.
And then you have to do that classic, like, soap opera thing that you'll win an Emmy for where you have to play Jesse on Earth One.
Orphan Black.
Correct.
Is that what it is?
Are you serious?
Yeah. What's it about?
Tatiana Maslany is like my wet dream. She is so good.
Orphan Black's pretty spot on.
She is so good.
How do you spell this?
Orphan Black.
It's on Showtime.
Maslany. It's on BBC.
Oh, cool.
Yep. That's why it hasn't gotten as much hype as it should.
I'm thinking Penny Dreadful. That's on Showtime.
No.
I'm just going to... Excuse me while I look up...
it is where
Tatiana Maslany... save all of her photos on my computer here.
Yes! She plays like 8 million different versions of herself. She plays a clone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
She is so talented. She has like 8 different accents. Like, oh, my God.
That's me, like, trying to get extra, like, tickets. I just go with a new character every time, and I'm
I haven't been here before. Perhaps look to give me this free burrito again.
And they're like, oh, where are you from?
Yeah. It's a little town south of London. It's just gorgeous.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you guys like carrots?
I love carrots.
Are you a fan of vegetables? Carrots?
Yeah.
Do you like carrots?
Yeah, carrots are great.
Do you like carrots?
My rabbit likes carrots.
Actually,
you have a rabbit? Mm-hmm. What kind of rabbit do you have?
He's a Hollandlop.
Okay.
He's so fluffy and cute.
What's
you
his name?
You own a rabbit?
Milo?
That's so Austin of you. It's so... Because Austin is like slightly weird. Now, if you were living in Portland,
it's cute,
you would own
Austin
a wombat.
Weird.
It would be a wombat.
No, Portland is a little copycat version of Austin.
Is it?
Let's talk about this.
I've never been. Maybe it's Earth 2. Is the Earth 2 of Austin.
Austin claimed Keep Austin Weird.
Okay.
And then Portland was like, keep Portland weird.
Really?
We're like your younger sister who's trying to like latch onto your back.
Look, the weird
look,
Pacific
make
Northwest.
Sure that I'm I think I'm correct on
I
this.
I can't wait until Portland starts hating you. No, okay.
Portland, go for it. Go for it, Portland.
Wait, so
although I love Portland.
Austin,
yeah.
Oh, Portland is awesome. Yeah, yeah. So Austin has barbecue, Portland has donuts basically, and like brunch.
Oh,
like
I mean,
Portland's
Austin
good at brunch.
Yeah, and it's Austin's older. Really... I think where it's like Austinites go to Portland to retire.
Oh, interesting.
That's kind of what I'm getting from it.
The Keep Austin Weird was inspired by comments made by Red Wasinich in 2000 while giving a pledge to an Austin radio station. Okay, he later began printing bumper stickers and now operates a website, keepaustinweird.com. So that started in 2000.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Other cities adopted similar slogans later, such as Portland, Oregon in 2003.
Suck it, Portland.
Oh, well done. Hit that.
I know that.
Suck it, Portland. That's their new.
Suck it,
that's
Portland. Keep Portland sucky. Just kidding. Portland's cool, guys. Just don't claim that
how
you
close, Portland is weird. Portland's Oregon. So there's Washington. Oregon's under Washington, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's not even close to Vancouver.
Good geography work there. Nailed that. That.
For the listeners, I'm like moving my hand up and down like I'm, like I'm pointing at an actual map.
I have to go.
You have to go, yes. Yeah. Let me get a fun another fact about here, then we'll wrap up because we're almost at an hour anyways. Ooh. Baby carrots were created by a gentleman by Mike Urasek. He was a farmer in California, and he created those in 1986 because he was tired of wasting and throwing away these like slightly deformed or rotted carrots. So he figured out how to cut around that and make them babyish, and he used that as a marketing ploy. And his son, they marketed them as Bunny Love, and the baby carrots started, you know, doing amazingly. And then other companies started following suit.
You would think though that he's wasting a lot of the carrot if you shave it into...
Well, he would shave around like the rotted or like the deformed carrots.
The ones that he couldn't actually sell.
That weren't pretty. He would rot. He would cut
my buddy Mark Ellis, huge fan of the baby carrot.
Baby carrot.
Yeah.
Violet, we're almost at an hour here, so this is where we have you plug anything you want to plug. Where can the audiences find you? When can they watch The Flash, et cetera?
Yeah. I'm on most social media at Violet Bean. And The Flash is on Tuesdays. It comes back on March 22nd, and then it should continue for the rest of the season.
Okay.
And you can see Jesse Wells / maybe Jesse Quick soon. On the CW.
That's awesome. Yeah. Then keep a lookout for Slash and Tower.
Yeah, it's South Park.
Awesome. Josh, where can people
Yeah, at Josh McCuga on Twitter and Instagram. You guys can go to my YouTube channel and see my show Between the Sheets. And and you can see me on Collider, Collider Video. I do the Flash show, I do Arrow, and I do The Walking Dead.
Awesome. Yeah. As usual, you can follow me on Twitter at my name is Razzle2. You can like the show on Facebook, Today We Learn with Razzle and Dan. Send us an email, todaywelearnpodcast@gmail.com. Follow Dan on Twitter at osteoferocious. Follow me on Instagram. My name is Razzle. And as always, keep Today We Learned weird.
Okay, Portland.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Blessed.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.